Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey. He visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State. No Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them. Cause they under attack. Cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims. Refuse to be quiet. Unlike Farrakhan, I won't stay silent. N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Attack my people. Put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner. Birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind. It's what you're facing. Tribal war cry. Tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emacs the image. Rider music,
gangster,
underground,
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 1. Hey, if you want to send in any music or any commercials, anything like that, you can use the emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxradio@gmail.com. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music activism and news. So, hey, if you're listening to Hood Tunes on Blog Talk, I appreciate it, but you can feel free to call to 646-478-0944, like the 216-820 and the 216-804 number have done. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. You can have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Hood Tunes, Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. I promise I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Go back on hold. You don't have to hang up, but you can. Change your mind. Call back. Or press 1, we get you on. I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, you know, as it's come across so far. So let's see. And I probably wouldn't do it. From a Monday to a Monday if I get further behind the program. So number 10, Black Odyssey. They have a lot of new music videos. Number 9, Man in the Street, 8-year anniversary. More on that in a little while. Number 8, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated fundraiser party. More on that in just a little while. Number 7, sister-to-sister domestic violence the past Saturday. Number 6, the power breakfast. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, Dog Nation. Moved up. I guess 25,000 views. Okay, go ahead, Suave Gotti. Number 4, Black House Sounds. It was 5 new songs put out for the New Year's within 1 week's time, which was on YouTube. Joseph P. Motley Jr. Number 3, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 199. More on that in a little while. It moved up. Top 2 events, wow, because you had a lot of them. So number 2, it was the ending of the Kwanzaa events that happened in our region. Number 1, the debut, the New Year's events that happened after this program, as a matter of fact, from last Monday. I'm going to go to the phone lines because there's so much to talk about, and I have a loud mouth and I talk too much. I know I do. But one of those things that I do want to let people know, that if you do choose to go on, and I'll let you know that, because I think it was very, very, very interesting in itself. So I would like to let people know that if you go to the Facebook for Protest for Justice at the County Jail, wow, and it's interesting because the reason being is another detainee with a nonviolent offense has died. Evidence of guard brutality to a inmate who talked to the U.S. Marshals has come to light. So, of course, Cuyahoga County Jail, 1215 West 3rd, Cleveland, Ohio, tomorrow noon to 1 p.m. The one thing that I would like to say is that at least there's an agenda to everything. And it's good to have an agenda, because if you don't have one, that just means that you're going to hoop and holler. But I would like to at least cause and let people know some of the main agendas that are going on tomorrow before I go to the phone lines, because the Coalition of Clevelanders asking, is the county jail the new county morgue? Because from 12 noon tomorrow, that's where we'll be. And a lot of people are going to be out there with us just for one main reason. Main reason being is because it's many different groups working together. So that's the main thing I would like to throw out there, is when you have many different groups, the condensed thing is simple in itself. And so I will take the time to at least say that, number one, they want to definitely do their best to implement zero tolerance for guard brutality, immediately bring the jail into immediate compliance with the Prison Rape Elimination Act, clean the jail immediately, bring the facilities up to basic sanitary eating and sleeping, and no sleeping on, you know, areas of feces and urine, replace all moldy trays, give all detainees immediately the ability to make a phone call, undergo medical and mental evaluation, and cease coercive pressure to waive the right to a speedy trial and plead out to a lesser charge. That's like number one main thing going on. Number two, provide full access to health care services with an A and B up under that. Number three, carry out swift implementation of bail reform. That's got an A, B, and C with that. Number four, end the transfer of children to adult correctional facilities. Kind of makes sense when you think about it. Number five, begin systematic data collection, reporting, and transparency. And number six, set up independent oversight. Some of the ones who are in this fight together is Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Black on Black Crime Inc., Carl Stokes Brigade, Cleveland Led Safe Network, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Imperial Women's Coalition, Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, Ohio Organizing Collaborative, Ohio Student Association, Puncture the Silence, Stop Mass Incarceration, Refuse Fascism Cleveland, Showing Up for Racial Justice, Surge, NEO, Northeast Ohio, Survivors Victims of Tragedy, Inc., Tamir E. Rice Foundation. So with that being said, I guess the main thing I should do now is just shut the heck up, because somebody's probably going to get on here and say, hey, look here, man, you're just talking a little bit too much, you're talking a little bit too long, which I can appreciate where you're going with that conversation. So let's go to 216-820. Now, once again, we're going to 216-820. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter, and you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound, and wanting to let everyone know that there will be an open mic night in February. You know what I'm saying? So again, in February, there will be another open mic, you know. So with that being said, you know, another thing I want to mention is this. Rest in peace to the one and only Mean Gene Okerlund, who was the original mic mechanic. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call him, the mic mechanic, you know, because no one can spend more time holding a mic than he can, you know. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Much love to him. And, you know, I know he's looking down. And, hey, like I say, I know he's up there probably breaking up a fight between Monsoon and Heenan or, you know, making a great tag patch, you know. But despite all of that, Black House Sound, like I say before, we are on the move. We are making progress. We are in the process of making another open mic, which will be happening in February. We will also be having a few other events that we will be attending. You know what I mean? So we'll keep you posted on that. And as well as the latest and greatest music. And to do that, you must log on to Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube, as well as Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, to check out the latest songs and newest tracks. You can also can log on to, you know what I'm saying, to YouTube and type in Carl Powers III Solo for that Delete Obsolete, or the Endo Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Powers Bankroll, and you'll even get more. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you right now, man, Black House Sound, they are on the move. They are on doing great things when it comes to a lot of stuff. And one other thing I like to say before I get off the phone, because my phone is already about to go dead, is this.
Got you.
I was at the hip-hop workshop this past Saturday, and I'm going to tell everyone like this here, okay? And I'm not putting these guys down either. But whoever said that the Migos is the greatest group of all time and trying to compare them to the legendary Bone Thugs and Harmony, I'm going to tell you like this right now, okay? You don't know what you're talking about, and those guys got ways to go when it comes to Bone's longevity. Okay, Bone Thugs and Harmony have done things in the industry that people wish that they could do. Okay, you would wish that you could do a song with Eazy-E when he was alive. You would wish you could do a song with Tupac while he was still alive. You would wish you could do a song with B.I.G. if he was still alive. You would wish that you could do a song with Big Pun when he was still alive, like Crazy Bone did. So the point that I'm trying to make, I ain't trying to put them down, but always remember what came first and what inspired you, because you can never be greater than the one that was greater than you.
Appreciate that one. Boom.
So to everyone that's out there that says that the Migos is better than Bone, or the Migos is this and they're the greatest group, do your research between the two groups and see who's accomplished the most and get your answers there. Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. This is Mr. Powers. Shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy. And like I said before, we will have an open mic night at the Chandler Park Building, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite 2190 on the second floor of Friends Fellowship in February for the Friends family and, most importantly, the youth, because they are the future of tomorrow. One love. Peace.
Peace. And, you know, I can appreciate that message that came out as I let people know that if you choose to, hey, check out that Joseph P. Motley Jr. period on YouTube. He had to start another one because his music was that hot. Black House Sound music was. Now, you can find Joseph Motley Jr. also on YouTube and on Facebook with Joseph Motley Jr. with a period. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. I also want to take the time and let people know that, hey, I didn't intend on going there that quick, but Eugene Arthur Oakland, December 19th, 1942 to January 2nd, 2019, better known by his ring name, Mean Gene Okerlund, and he was known for his work in wrestling. As a matter of fact, if I look at things, he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame 2006 by Hulk Hogan, signed a lifetime contract with WWE for promotional programs, started off as a radio DJ in Omaha, Nebraska, American Wrestling Association 1970 to 1984, World Wrestling Federation 1984 to 1993, WCW World Championship Wrestling 1993 to 2001, and back to WWF, actually World Wrestling Entertainment return from 2004 to 2019. Before I do anything else, I also want to let people know that, the Facebook, you can Facebook, Official Women's March Cleveland Anniversary, January 19th, 2019. And I'm letting people know that's the whole thing. 11 a.m. speeches on Public Square. Noon March, 1 p.m. speeches at Old Stone Church. Some speakers include Khalid Samad of Peace in the Hood, Al Porter Jr. of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Genevieve Mitchell of the Carl Stokes Brigade, Brenda Adrian of Refuse Fascism, and many, many more. That's where you see thousands of people coming out for that event. And I also want to take the time, since I'm on here, I might as well let people know the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. And the website for blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Al Porter J.R. Peart with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And I am going to go on, since I see the phone line and phone has been here. Let's go to the 216-209. What is on your mind?
Hey, hey, Al Porter, how you doing? This is Black Odyssey. The whole team is here tonight.
What's up, Mr. Porter?
All right, doing great, doing great, doing great. What's happening with you all?
Oh, man, we got a lot going on.
Beautiful, beautiful.
We just shot another video for Goldie, and we're going to follow up. It's a two-part video. So we got one half we're going to work on, and then it's going to be to be continued and then go into the next one. We also getting ready to work on Fresh West new video. And,
okay.
We got a lot of videos lined up for people that we're working with. And, man, it's a lot going on this year. We even took the step to get back into building our own studio once again. So, you know, we almost finished with that. So it's a lot of work we've been putting in this year already.
Nice.
And it's only, what, maybe 6 or 7 days into this year.
Smart move.
So
beautiful.
I just want to, you know, shout out to Black House Sounds. They always doing something positive. Shout out to you yourself. Yes, we will be there this Friday. Was it Friday or is it Saturday, Al?
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me, hold on, because you're telling everything. You will be at the Man in the Streets 8-year anniversary showcase Saturday, January the 12th from 7 to 9 p.m., at Irving Joe's Cafe, 15549 Euclid Avenue in EC, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. As a matter of fact, does this mean Black Odyssey Live? That means you'll be interviewed because you all have been part of the show for a long time. As a matter of fact, for those members of Black House Sound who can make it out too, they'll be interviewed live for what they've been bringing to the table. Father's Lives Matter, speaking live. Looks like HJS will have the turntables out. And Joe Lil of the Rude Boys. Okay, I take that back. The Platinum plus Rude Boys. So you'll be at that event.
Oh, yes, we will.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yes, we will. We will be there live in 3D. So all those who are listening, you know, we'll get a chance to meet and greet because we're so busy, and we apologize that we haven't had a chance to just get out and be a little bit more social. But we're so busy, we got so many things going on, and that's for the both of us. I mean, you can go on one side of the town, and you'll see Lethal, you know, playing the drums, being active with churches and church members and stuff, and then you come on this side of the town, you see me working with other artists as well, and then when it's time to come together to help do a video, we both together with that. So we are both really, really busy putting the Black Odyssey name out there in other branches and other ways. So, yes, we're going to come together and bless y'all with a track. I don't want to spoil it, but
okay.
We're going to come and bless y'all with something real nice y'all going to like. I already know y'all going to like because, hey, the internet already let us know that y'all liked it.
I appreciate that. And it's an honor to have you both on the phone line. And is there anything else you'd like to add before?
You know, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there again. You can go to YouTube and type in BLAQODESSY TV, and you'll see all the Black Odyssey works, and you will also see the works of other artists we shot and done things for. You can also find us on DatPiff, same search, BLAQODESSY. You can find us on Get Right Music. You can find us on any major networking site. Follow us on Twitter. Yes, we're on Twitter. Instagram. Instagram is at Black Odyssey. Twitter is at Black Odyssey. We make it real easy for you to find us. You can even find us on Facebook. If you want to reach me personally, you can just reach me at JohnAllen. If anybody want to inquire about working with me, just get at me, 216-209-4408. Give me a call, text, whatever, get at me. I'll respond back in a proper manner and go from there. So that's Black Odyssey, and, we're gonna be right here to the end, Al. You already know how we get down.
I already know. I appreciate you all, and if you hold a line, I'm pretty sure we're getting to something that you might like.
I sure will, Al.
No problem, man. Okay, I can see how this show is going. It's going extremely nice because, all right, I have to get to the 216, the 468, 471. I'm looking at the 288 and the 216702. So this is what we'll do as everybody gets their thoughts together. I want to go out here and just say, I have to start by saying this. You look, you gatherers. I mean, gatherers, they gather at a bus stop and complain the bus is late by 35 minutes for a couple of days. Now, you walk up and say, hey, why don't you dial 216-621-9500? Press 1 for English. Okay, press 2 if it's Spanish. But then the second time, press 2 to speak to someone. But they look at you. Instead of, they just go back to complaining. Gatherers will stand and save a lot. On the 1st, 3rd, 15th, one cash register open, 25 of y'all in line complaining. But if I speak and say, hey, use your smartphone, take a photo and email to corporate. They instead look at you, turn around and go back to complaining. Every year, we gatherers complain about Cleveland mayor and council person. But wait, didn't I work alongside East Cleveland residents who didn't want to gather? But wait. They didn't want to complain, so they got rid of the mayor and city council president. Now, my 20-foot step ladder goes to this letter. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but tomorrow it is going to be recall petitions picked up. Why? Because it read as such. Recall petitions, the membership of Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, are seeking the recall of Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson due to ineffective leadership and the lack of concern for the well-being of Cleveland neighborhoods. Our demands, as organizations founded on the principle of loving our neighbors by demanding better government, Black on Black Crime, Inc. and Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County submit the following list of demands to the corporate entities that run Cuyahoga County through their involvement in the CCDP endorsement process. Implement a robust job program for at-risk teens and adults. Lower property taxes on homeowners earning less than $150,000 per year. Fund initiatives to end bullying and domestic violence. Build 2 treatment centers for citizens struggling with drug addiction and or mental illness. Comply with the Cleveland-led Safe Network demands updated on December 19, 2018. Comply with the demands of a coalition of Clevelanders submitted to Cuyahoga County Council on December 11, 2018. Remove the racist and predatory elements from Cuyahoga County's probation and plea bargain systems. End wage slavery in Cuyahoga County by establishing a living wage compliance program for businesses with annual incentives and penalties. Update the public on the specific philosophical policy and personnel changes implemented in response to the death of Anaya Garrett. Reform the CCDP endorsement process so that community interests are prioritized over the interests of corporations. It was signed by Alfred E. Porter Jr. and also Jeff Mixon, who's the president of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County. Now, I'm going to go to some of the other people who are calling in on the phone lines, but I want to ask you all something. When I've done this, if I still wanted to complain after all these damn years about, man, you all aren't doing this for the at-risk teens and adults. That's why groups like myself or Black House Sounds have to do an additional open mic, the mentoring programs that we do, others coming through and dealing with all kinds of problems in the system. Am I going to be a gatherer or a doer? Damn it, I got tired of gathering and complaining all the darn time. I'm going to 216-468, who's going to probably tell me, hey, go back to complaining. Doing that won't change anything. 216-468, how you doing?
Black House Sound, how's it going, Sheriff?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about yourself?
I think I'm doing great. I just want to piggyback on what Black Odyssey was saying about Black House Sound and also what he was saying about their group working hard and putting in work. I also like the things that you just said, because it's true when it comes to the Boys the Man group. Well, not group, more of a club for the teenagers last year. And I'm so kind of salty in a way that we can't work with them this year, because I'm a wrestling coach now for Heritage Middle School. So I'm assistant coach. So that kind of took me away from that for right now, but come after February, that coaching should be over with, and then hopefully I can talk back to the principal that's up there and Mr. Porter and work out some different things that went on last year. Hopefully people like Black Odyssey, Superwoman Station, all that can come in and talk about the things that they do with these young people. That's something I was just thinking about, just listening to Black Odyssey and you. It just came to me that fast, because the truth is, we as Black House Sound, you know, in the very beginning, Bang can tell you, and Carl can tell you, even you, Mr. Porter, can say when you first met us, we did a lot of complaining. You used to have to tell me all the time, if you don't like the way that they doing a festival, if you don't like the way that they doing a talent show, if you don't like the way that they giving out awards, you create your own. And I remember I used to look at you like, man, is this man crazy? How am I going to do that? But see, what I liked about you, and I'm not naming no people in Cleveland that claim that they help groups or whatever, because what I'm learning from the Lord, whatever another person did, that's for the Lord to judge them, not me. Mm-hmm. And where I used to be lost was, I get so mad and angry before I know it, I'm gossiping to the whole town about what somebody else didn't do. But if it wasn't for people like you saying, you know what, you mad it ain't go your way, go create your own. And I started doing that. And not just I started doing it. When it seemed like I was, me and Carl, Mr. Powers was failing, Mr. Porter always said, you know what, look at it again. Okay, you don't like that? All right, well, come to this other spot. Listen to what these people saying. And as we've been doing this visuals, open mics, Boys the Man Clubs, Twinsburg. There's all type of sorts of things just been popping up. Politicians. Oh, my God. We even got to learn about politicians. I used to didn't like Republicans. I used to only like Democrats. Now I don't really like neither. But it's once again, I can't judge them because this is the thing. Every human being, if you have eyes and ears, you're naturally going to do that. But if you're doing that in a way where you're looking at another person's character and you don't even know their character at all, you're just looking at how they appear. Well, they look like they messy, so I think they're going to argue or they drama. That's your preconception. That's you making them notions about that person. So where I'm at in 2019, I don't care how you look. I don't really care all the way of how you behave. Long as you behave in a form, you're not breaking the law, you're giving young people a chance, you're giving people your age a chance, and you're willing to listen and try to do something, come and holler at Black House Sound. Once again, I'm Joseph Motley Jr. I'm the founder of Black House Sound. You can go to Joseph P. Motley Jr. if you want to hear some new music. If you rather hear the old music, just go to Joseph Motley Jr. If you don't want to hear none of the music and you want to meet us, come to our open mics. If you want to meet us, this event coming up, right there on Euclid. Be there. Be there. We'll greet you. We'll talk to you. And once again, I just want to say, before you point one finger at one person, remember in the Bible, it's three fingers pointed back at you. God bless you all. Joseph Motley Jr., I'm out.
Man, I can appreciate that. And you know something? I can let people know that I'm feeling, wow, thankful for a lot of the information that we are able to put out this evening. I'm just thankful for it. So since I have so many phone callers on the line, maybe I'll be smart and do one of these things real quick and let people know. If you choose to, you can catch the Art McCoy radio show on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at WERE 1490 AM, or Kent and Angelica Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. MC Chill Talk Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. Life Obstacles Saturday, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, a.k.a. www.newstalkcleveland.com, because that's the way a lot of people listen to their programs. The OPN radio is on weupradio.com. Mondays at 6 p.m. I am going to go to this 216-471 phone number. They just look like they're itching to tell me that recalls don't mean nothing in this day and time. 216-471, what's happening?
Al Porter, recalls mean absolutely nothing in this day and time. How's it going?
Oh, forget that. Mm-hmm. It's going well.
Hey,
what about you, man?
you know what? I'm listening to the show, and I wanted to say before I get into the recall and share the good news that we had today with the audience. Man, your audience has this amazing energy. In high school, my history teacher, you saw I say Kent, C-A-N, apostrophe T, died in the poorhouse. We weren't allowed to use it. And in the Black community, you know, we give up on stuff before we get started. We have a million people telling us why you can't do something.
Right.
The people I listen to on your show, they all have that same energy. There's no such thing as can't. All there is try. You know, you can try or you cannot try. And if you don't mind, I want to get into today. I'll let you share the good news, and you can share my mistake. I misspelled Blaine Griffin's name, so we won't be picking up history competitions tomorrow. But we will be picking up someone's. I'll let you share that. But please let me read my little statement, because I want to get your reaction to a particular piece of it, okay?
Okay.
And I also want to announce next week that I'll be on Voice It Radio next Tuesday at 5 p.m. on Al Porter's Hip Hop Workshop alongside Tracy Savage of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County.
Okay.
Together, we will attempt to make the case that, number one, voters need to reexamine their voting habits. Number two, the endorsement process of Cuyahoga County needs to be investigated. And number three, the endorsement process is the root cause of deteriorating individuals, families, and communities. Watch the Cuyahoga County Republican Party over the next month. Let me repeat that. Watch the Cuyahoga County Republican Party over the next month. If they didn't control the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party, whose leaders are Democrats in name only, if they didn't control the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party, the Republican Party would join our call for an investigation. But they won't, because the Democratic and Republican parties work together on behalf of corporations that distribute voting guides, a.k.a. sample ballots, on Election Day. Please let me repeat that. In Cuyahoga County, the Democratic parties work together on behalf of the same corporations that distribute voting guides, a.k.a. sample ballots, on Election Day. As long as voters continue to mindlessly use voting guides, a.k.a. sample ballots, we will continue to experience economic, moral, and spiritual decline because our leaders will continue with impunity to take our votes for granted. If we insist on remaining weak and intellectually lazy, it is the nature of the strong to take advantage of us. That's why, for the lack of knowledge, people perish. That's our case in a nutshell, but next week we'll be available to answer questions. And I want to thank the Blog Talk Radio audience for listening in, because whenever I call here, I understand I'm preaching to the choir, and you hate to use words like intellectually lazy. As a black person, as a member of Black Lives Matter, you're talking about black people, but every once in a while we need to be called on the carpet. For those of us that don't like politics, we need to understand that not liking politics is not an option. If you don't understand politics, you are weak, and you will be taken advantage of, and you will suffer domestic violence and crime and unemployment and all these different problems that we're dealing with. The root of the tree is this endorsement process, so we can recall people, and we will, but they'll be replaced with other people just like them. And we can get out here and protest the jails and domestic violence and keep protesting. But if we don't get to the root of the tree, if we don't understand how this endorsement process has enslaved us to corporations, then we're going to keep suffering the same thing no matter what we do. We have to attack this process. We have to trigger an investigation. And we have to demand reform. And that's our statement.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate the phone call. If you hold a line, I'm sure I get to something that you might like. And as I go to move on in the strong statement itself, you might have missed the announcement that I made earlier that we will tomorrow pick up the recall petition for none other than Mayor Frank G. Jackson. Before I go to my next phone call, it's an announcement coming up, the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Extravaganza 2019, Inform and Empower the Black Community to Its Own Resources. Question, would Dr. King be proud or disappointed with black leadership in Cleveland, Ohio? Hosted by Inner City Republican Movement, Change Starts with Choice. Video message from Dr. Alveda King. That's January 21st, 2019, on a Monday from 3 to 6 p.m. Now, 2:30 p.m., doors open. is at the Black on Black Crime, Inc. headquarters, 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Micah Derry from AFP, Representative Angela Woodson, NAACP Executive Committee, Cynthia Blake, President of Akron, ICRM, Peter J. Corrigan, Harvard alumni, Ted Geary, African American Museum, Michael Garrett, Justice for Anaya Foundation, Joe Jones, Fathers Lives Matter, meals will be provided. Hattie Porter will have memories of Dr. King, entertainment by Obie Shelton, violinist, Ward 9 councilman, Kevin Conwell Band, I think performing a hot single will probably be Suave Gotti. Do not be surprised if I don't play some of the best gospel sounds from Black House Sound to open up and end with. You can contact Donna Walker Brown at 216-702-1207. You can contact Al Porter, 216-804-7462. If you call that 804-7462 phone number, I'm going to act a fool and clown you on the air. Don't dial that number until at least I get off the air. I would appreciate that very much. It might help out in the long run. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the 216-702 phone number because they look like they're itching to tell me, oh, yeah? Let me tell you something. That voting doesn't mean anything no matter what. 216-702, what you got to say?
Hey, I'm proud of y'all putting the effort for, you know, it's never too late to stop corruption. I'm glad you and Brother Mixon have met up and committed to attempting to stop it. And nothing beats a failure but a try. It's good news that you guys are pointing out facts that the Republican Party, Cuyahoga County, did support Mayor Frank Jackson, the finance people, and they also supported Armand Buddhist, the finance people, the Republican Party. And it's time that people stop voting that slate ballot and vote individuals that can help the community, because that's the problem right now. We don't have our community is a little bit ignorant to the fact of what's good for us. And sometimes these party lines, if you really look at it, the Republicans ain't done anything to the black community, not here in Cleveland, because they don't run nothing. They've done nothing but camaraderie with the Democrats and making sure that the deal is still good, that Democrats run Cuyahoga, Cleveland, rather, and parts of Cuyahoga County. So I'm really proud of your efforts, and I'm going to keep prayer out there for y'all movement to keep moving and for people to get involved, to support y'all, to get those signatures, because that's your biggest dilemma right now, as far as getting people out to help y'all get the signatures. And I'm proud that you guys have put forth an effort, and nothing beats a failure but a try. And I look forward to the success of the recall of Mayor Frank Jackson, Marsha Fudge, and Armand Buddhist.
I hear you.
Oh, and by the way,
you.
People need to come to the Dr. King extravaganza. We also gonna have Art McCoy. He's gonna speak, and we got Billy Sharp from the Urban League.
Wow!
And we also have Ernie Harris with Precinct Government. And, you know, it's just going to be an extravaganza. I do believe the people are going to enjoy the program.
I appreciate it. I'm thankful that it was put together. And just thank you for your hard work and also for not stopping after all these years.
It's a dirty job. Somebody got to do it.
Definitely hold the line, and hopefully we'll have something on that you might like.
Thank you, Al.
Hey, no problem. Thank you. As a matter of fact, before I go to 216 and 534 and at least pick on a few people, I know that I do need to at least let people know that also, this ought to be a nice one, Black on Black Crime Incorporated 2019 fundraiser meeting, January 9th, this coming Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Urbane Joe's Cafe. We're taking a field trip out there, 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. This is a call to action, so it'll be basically a meeting. It'll be a meeting with some music going up underneath. Talk about some of the things coming up, including the next fundraiser, the Gospel Healing Concert. I would give that out now, right now, and start talking about it. But I know you all. You all will get that date in your head. Then you all won't show up to the Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. extravaganza. You all might not show up to something else that's coming up this coming Saturday, the 8-year anniversary of Al Porter Man in the Street. Y'all might not show up to, you know, the Wednesday actions or the Tuesday or you name it. So I kind of know better. So I just want to say that as I go to a phone caller who has waited so patiently. 216-534, you are on live. How you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Porter?
Well, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just doing an update about the Justice for Katie. I'm still waiting on the August the 22nd case. I talked to the OPS standard office. They said it's going to send it straight up to the Attorney first because he don't understand why did the judge find my daughter guilty of a crime that she didn't commit. And they doing further investigation due to the fact that an officer got on the stand and said my daughter did something that she didn't do, and he wasn't even an officer there. Took the case and did the paperwork, and they ain't having no understanding on why is people that's in charge is doing this to a minor.
Got you.
With that being said, it just feel like it's an ongoing thing. You was with me when we won the October the 4th case. Gotta just still be patient for the August the 22nd case because my daughter did not chase that girl from the 104th while they in a moving vehicle to 105th and chase her inside of somebody else. And the OPS officer, he clearly said when I talked to him on Friday, he said if this woman was assaulted and hit with a weapon, she would have went to the hospital. I just don't understand why did the school or John Marshall, the principal, have the kids rely on my family like that and try to get us crime that we didn't do because he made an error and spilled my daughter out. And why do people stand behind the grown adults when they sit back and retaliate on somebody and the retaliation gets bigger? I mean, we do have an issue out here in Cleveland, and it's just so pathetic that people are like, because the judge is their friend, they are like they can't open their mouth and say, okay, this is wrong, this is wrong. I don't understand these people out here in Ohio. Because corruption is corruption, injustice is injustice. And when me and Joe Jones went down there to the courts and I asked for a judge, the paperwork came back in, and they said that I don't have proper cause to ask for a judge, even when I submitted the paperwork in showing that you found my daughter guilty of a crime she didn't do and this officer in trouble. I don't even understand, like, the motive that the court system have going on, that you are, it's already out there that they lie. I just don't understand why they constantly still trying to, like, attack my daughter when my daughter is not doing these things, and they went after her character and made it look like she's some kind of monster that she ain't, when she was the one that got jumped on. She was the one that got bullied. She was the one that got Facebook harassed. She was the one getting chased home from the RTA. Anytime you put a police report in on these people, officer force from safety and security have needs to be done by that, because it ain't just my daughter out here that this so-called Madison gang messing with. There's other kids, too.
Can I add something to what you just said? Because you said it maybe 6 or 7 times. I just don't understand. Before I go to a couple of other phone callers, I would like to add in and say that I unfortunately understand why you went through a lot of those problems. It's because enough, I will say, parents or other guardians who went through something similar to what you did, just gave in when everything was stacked against them. Or they listened to people who told them, you'll never be able to get anybody to listen to you. Or they listened to judges who, in your case, one of them told you, I don't care if you bring the news media or what groups you bring, you won't be able to prove anything. And unfortunately, or fortunately, you were proven right in this incident and in this case. And you also worked with different groups who didn't mind working together, from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, along with Black Man's Army, along with Fathers Lives Matter. So I just want to stop and thank you very much for at least standing up. And if you can at least, I'll give you at least 2 minutes to close out before I go to the next couple of phone callers. What would you like to say for other people who are being told, you can't do this, you can't change anything, don't even try?
Okay. Look, let me put something in y'all ear before I get off of here. I came to Ohio. I don't have family in Ohio. My family became Father's Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime. They became my family, legally. Second of all, because somebody's telling you that you don't have hope, if you know that you're innocent of a crime that you did not commit, fight it to the very end. Because when I started fighting my battle before I even met those people, I still was asking questions. Because as a mother with kids without a father, I didn't even know how to go with the situation. But I had to pray. And God saw me, Art McCoy, Judy Morton, Al Porter, and the rest just came on in. Because me and Al Porter started it out first. And he started bringing other organizations in after they sent me down to talk to me. There are people who willingly take your information, go over your information to make sure that the information are correct, and then they will come in and take it to somebody else if they can't handle it. Just don't give up hope because somebody's telling you hope is gone. Because the judge, Ryan, did tell me that nobody going to help me and nobody going to run his courtroom. And whoever I get, he going to make them stand down. When that man did make them stand down, he left me out here alone and made me look like I'm a liar, that I'm out here doing things that we wasn't doing. He didn't care that my daughter was in college for law. She got her bachelor. My other daughter was in college for welding. They made my kids look like they monsters out here. And I couldn't let that go down, and yes, I did cry many a time. But at the end of the day, Mr. Porter, I say again, you and Judy Morton, because y'all was the first people that I ever talked to when I first came over there on Templin, and y'all set me down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was
Thank
a
you.
Lost soul. My soul was lost. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how that I would have won this case. Because they had the police. Everything was rigged up. The conspiracy, what people don't understand with in this courthouse, the conspiracy so big. The prosecutor and police work together. Then the judge work with the prosecutors. They close out cases, add on more charges on cases. You get charged for stuff that even don't go with the case. They have 4 different videos show my daughter did not jump this girl at Zion Recreation Center, but they had the staff at Zion Recreation Center say that it was my daughter that attacked this girl. I mean, they put it in place for us to film. But with the power of God, we made it through, and I thank you, Jesus, for that. I mean, y'all know my testimony, and y'all heard
That's
what
the
I'm
testimony.
Saying, this battle was not mine alone to fight because God already sent his angel, and you was one of them. Thank you, Jesus, on that one.
Thank
and
you. Thanks for Please
the
hold the line. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And amen to that. Thank you so much. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to go here and do my best for about a few minutes and get with this 216-682 phone number. How are you?
Hey, Father's Lives Matter, Joe Jones, doing amazing. You know, 2018, I was pretty good, but I got a funny feeling that 2019 is going to be a lot better. We ran into a group stationed out of Cleveland, Ohio. I want to give a shout-out to them. It's called Bikers for Father's Rights, and this is why this movement is going to be so important. We're going to be meeting up with them very soon. They fully support Father's Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime, Black Man Army, Black Lives Matters, and they're very interested in the movements that we're doing. They actually have chapters all across the United States of America. I'm very excited about this meeting. Second thing, when I heard about this recall on Frank Jackson, I was like a kid at Christmas. This recall had to happen a long, long time ago, and we're finally doing it. Fathers Lives Matter fully supports it. If there's anything you guys need, you know, with help or anything, let us know. I definitely got issues with a mayor that sits behind a desk and watch day after day after day his own people killing each other, innocent children dying, not even raising an eyebrow. I mean, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody, but if I was Frank Jackson, I'd be at every single murder scene, get in my officers' faces and telling them, you better find out how this happened, who did it, why it happened. I mean, he needs to get on it. This guy, I am not going to almost bet, if someone was to walk up and ask him, when's the last time you've been to a murder scene, he wouldn't know how to answer that question. I mean, there's no way. He wouldn't have an answer for it. So tomorrow, 12 noon, at the Justice Center, I think we're up to 8 deaths now that are unexplained. And Fathers Lives Matter has definitely got serious issues when you can't explain not one, but 8 different deaths. I mean, how did they die? And there's no answers. Or 45 children in Coggy County with no answers on how they died. And instead, they're taking magic markers and blotting out reports and everything, you know, to try to hide it from the community. One thing that we are going to be doing is every Coggy County building, I'm literally going to make a schedule to go and rally at Child Support, Department of Children and Family Services, Domestic Relations, Coggy County Jail, and especially Juvenile Court. Armand Budish keeps trying to dodge a bullet, saying he's not responsible for this, that, this, and he is. The guy's a liar. So he needs to be recalled. He needs to step down. Frank Jackson, he should have stepped down years ago. I mean, it's we fully support everything that your radio station's doing. You guys are moving mountains, man. I love it. Love working with all of you guys. And the thing about it is, I always said, you know, one person, yeah, it's going to be okay. But when you put a lot of people together, you have an army, man, and that's what we have, a whole army of activists that are attacking the exact same problems and are working together. When that happens, you see things like the bully case of you know, Lenora, you know, who this crooked cop just got what he deserved. He's going in front of a review board now because of black-on-black crime and Fathers Lives Matter taking this, you know, extra step. And if we can do that with these kids being killed or black-on-black crime, you know, daily, I mean, if we can – you know, somehow going to high schools, which we're planning on doing, to start talking to these kids. There's better options. You don't have to, you know, off one another. There's better ways of doing things, you know. But I really appreciate all your groups that are on here, man. And I thank you for everything that you're doing.
No problem. Thank you. Definitely feel free to hold a line, and I appreciate it. And I can see how this one is about to turn out, so I'll tell you what. One good thing that I do appreciate is the fact that every once in a while, you might be able to go into extra innings or do something just a little bit different. So what I'll do is, since it has been making news here and there, I will at least play, 2 minutes of this one, and I'll be right back. Wrong don't make a right.
Bring us back to terminology. Growing up with no passion, most coaches is acting. Technology distraction. We violated day trapping. I can never let no other human being become my master. Talk like a man, walk like a man. How many blacks have to die for what folks to understand? I get it, they wanna take us back and segregate boys and men. They say you resisted arrest the boys and blew our boys in hand. I'm working with the sheriff, said we both is voicing it. All life should matter, I ain't talking about all cops. They beat you, there's a Photoshop, and then the cop is getting off suspended. They should revoke every license, but then they got a job, and we remain silent. We're fighting, they fight, our cultures are divided. I'm observing the United States, and I decided, at least I'm happy that people
people starting to come together. We need a bigger man. The pain don't last forever.
I don't make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white.
This is levels, this is society.
She also make it right.
I'm
not Biggie. It's not all a dream. I'm March killing. 2017. In his car asleep. He committed no crime. Taser. Dead. He was shot five times. You flip PC. What are y'all doing? It's in cold blood. You murdered Luke Stewart. Family cries for justice. Mom does too. Black Lives Matter. Bought in BMA. True. City of Houston. Cop still has a job. Pray to God. Creator, make it stop. Now in July. Black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets. And brother Richard Hubbard the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
Leave after this video of a violent.
And as a matter of fact, since we're still on live, I'm going to do my best. This is what I do. Even though the person did call through and they came back online, and I'm wanting to know what they might have to say to add on everything, so I'm going to give you at least 3 to 3.5 minutes. 216-703, what's going on with you?
Hurricane Bang, Black House Sound. How you doing there, Mr. Porter?
Oh, Mr. Porter's doing well. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I'm doing so great, man. I just heard some real good information on the radio show tonight. So much good information, man. I just want to give a shout out to everybody that listens to the show and calls in to the show. And just like I always say all the time when I'm on here, every time you listen to the show, you're going to definitely hear good music. You're going to get good knowledge, and you're going to definitely get the man in the street, Mr. Porter. But
I appreciate,
if you guys don't know, you know, before I get off here, I just want to tell everybody, man, that me and Mr. Joseph Motley got a new song on YouTube, on Facebook, on IG. It's called Respect the Hustle, man. And it's a real, it's original track, man. It's real groovy, real motivational, man. I want you guys to go check that out. Also, social media for me, Facebook, Champagne Bang, Facebook music page, Hurricane/Black House/Underrated ENT music page, a.k.a. Bang Vision, courtesy of the man in the streets. Instagram, HurricaneBang_5950. YouTube, Hurricane Bang. Mixtapes on that piff. Man, shout out to Mr. Porter. Shout out to Mr. Powers. Shout out to Joseph Marley Jr. Shout out to Black Odyssey. And shout out once again to everybody that calls in. We love you, man.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. And I'm doing this one. I think they called in, but they couldn't get through, or they chose to call back. Maybe they wanted to say something with the 216-534. But how are you? And I appreciate that as well, because that means, hey, you're still there to listen, and I appreciate that one. Last one that came through was all of these ones. I'll give you 3 minutes to take us out. All of these ones, how you doing out there?
Good evening, Brother Porter. I hope you're doing well this evening. This is,
yes,
Sister Smith. And thank you so very much for taking my call. I want to say, first of all, I'm so proud of all of you on yesterday. The show that I was able to behold was a blast. You guys did an absolutely great job, each and every one of you, on the University of Common Sense on yesterday. And there is nothing more powerful than powerful Black people getting together that are informed, that are not holding back, and that are not necessarily trying to be politically correct, but are telling the issues just like it is, which is so very much needed. You guys were awesome last night. And I just want to remind your listeners about this circumstance with Armand Budish, as I have had an opportunity to speak briefly on in the past. That had joined forces there with ABC Management of Beechwood, Ohio, to defraud the city of Clevelanders that are within the base of Cuyahoga County, to try to defraud all of these people that are in Cuyahoga County that are taxpayers. And I'm just very thankful that something happened that was obviously grand that caused the city of Clevelanders to rise up and challenge Armand Budish in this very, very venal act of trying to defraud more than $8 billion from the city of Clevelanders on their property taxes. And this happened, Brother Al, as I may have mentioned, around the time that this very, very debauched case was filed against me a second time, and they lost the first time. Again, they will lose again by ABC Management against me in an attempt to try to take my home and attach all kinds of liens to my home to cover up for their Ponzi scheming of the home that I live in as we speak. Very, very grateful, you know, taking into account that I have a short time to speak on this matter. But I want to keep these things in the ears of your listeners because it's very important. You know, how many black mothers and grandmothers have had their houses stolen, you know, by evil, and let's just tell it like it is, corrupt white men that are racist and just have no heart whatsoever, you know, that have the same kind of spirit that took our people into slavery. And we just can't forget the past and just continue to walk in the future when these type of things are continuing to happen against our people. So I just wanted to say that really briefly. Do I have another minute or two?
You have about 45 seconds. Go ahead for your minute.
Okay. I just want to speak real quickly. This is a subject that I wanted to speak on briefly, and it's called Investigation, per today's Bible reading, Luke 1, and it says, many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the Lord. I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning. I decided to write an orderly account so that you may know the certainty of the things that you have been taught. And this is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, the NIV version. So even though I can't touch on everything that I want to touch on, thank you, Brother Al. Thank God for you.
Nope. Hey, I appreciate that, and I thank you. As I leave out, I will take at least maybe 2 minutes to let people know, because people are starting to hear about it, and people will blame me about it, and I'm going to blame my mama first. Anyway, Mama Porter was in the hospital after the hip-hop workshop from about 1 a.m. Sunday morning, released around 3 a.m., readmitted yesterday, 3 p.m., released at 6 p.m. yesterday, nosebleed, but resting well, and much better. Now, Mom's not about making excuses or sympathy, so in respect to her wishes, I didn't let people know why the ordeal happened, because she said, why bring needless attention to yourself or add to other people's concern when they are suffering themselves? Then she hit me with, use no excuses. So even though I still did the Art McCoy University of Common Sense radio show, or did my part with the recall alongside urban pundits from Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, now the Al Porter Band in the street and preparing for the protests for social justice, the county jail, still work. My mom said, keep going, because one setback won't stop the movement. Some of us can't do one plan of action if we stub our toe. My name is Alfred Porter Jr. I approve this no-excuse message because I do believe in the Creator, and I believe in following through on what my mom did put out there to follow through. What I say to you is, just continue to keep all of us in your prayers while I do you as well. I love and thank you all very much. I answer all these phone calls as best as possible because it's the Creator allowing us to have this show as a format, and you all allow me to keep going, and you all challenge me to think and do better. I thank you. Look forward to talking to you, seeing you at some of these events. And yeah, Mama Porter said she'll be at some of these things too, so I will be talking to you. God bless you all. Peace.